Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it.
Hey, what up, Straight Up Podcast listeners? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton, reporting live from Las Vegas. And I'm tired. You know, I'm staying at Caesars, and I do this often, guys. I have to tell you this story. So I forget, like, my key a lot. It's just something that I do. Like, I'm probably always doing something when I'm leaving the room. So I forgot my key. So if you ever been to Caesars, right? You know, Caesars is like huge. I mean, it's like its own city. So I walk down, you know, I go to the, you know, to the check-in table, whatever. And I ask for a new key. I get my new key. And the guy asks, is like, I promise you, this is not what the whole episode's about, but this is a pretty funny story. So the guy asks, you know, do you need like the little packet that goes with it? You know, with the room. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. So I walk all the way back to the room, and there's two separate elevators. And so the first set, now I didn't realize it was two, but the first set went to like floor 17. I was like, man, I know I was on a higher floor than that. But I was like, maybe I'm just tripping. So I go on floor 17, and I'm putting my key to all these doors, and it's wrong. And the housekeeping lady's looking at me like I'm trying to break into people's stuff. And so I'm like, man, let me get out of here. So then I walk back down. I have to use the bathroom really bad. So I find the bathroom, and I'm about to walk back, and I'm like, dang, man, it's a long walk. Like, I don't want to walk back. This guy's going to think like I'm trying to be up to something or something. So I say, you know what? Let me look again. So I look again, and I find out that there's a second set of elevators. And I was right. I knew I was on floor 28. And anyways, I'm in my room now. But I am tired. Like, my feet hurt. I got my shoes off. All of that good stuff. But I'm in Vegas, man. And Vegas is a special place in my heart because Vegas is the place where I started my live conversations, the place where I, you know, first started my own event. I mean, it was only like 15 people in a small room, but it always brings back memories on how far I've actually came. And I wanted to, as I was talking to a mastermind today, I was telling them certain things. And one of the things that stood out was me really challenging them to bring the artist, to bring the creative person out, to step up to the plate, to bring the person with the dream and the talent and go give it to the world. And I want to make this episode about this. I want to talk about three things you need to disarm in order to bring your gift and your goodness to the world.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold out stages, speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up.
And I think about my life at that year of 2013-14, whatever it was, and I had to disarm like three things to make me really go step out and do it. Some of us listen to this podcast. The only thing keeping us from where we need to be, from where we were created to be, from where we need, like from where we can be, is literally us. It's you. It's the person in the mirror. You might think of all these other things, all these other obstacles, but the greatest obstacle that you will ever face is you, right? The greatest challenge that you will ever face is in your mind. And I live by this quote. To stop creating the things that you love is to experience death while still breathing. And that quote has hit me hard. It's a quote that I wrote down that I always remember when I start to forget about the importance of creating the things that I love, right? Some of us listen to this right now. We stop creating the things that we love and our soul feels empty, right? We don't feel fulfilled. We don't feel energized. We don't feel, you know, happiness because we're not doing the thing that we were called to do. We had stopped creating the things. Like, just think about it as a kid. As a kid, you felt fulfilled. You felt happy because you were always creating. And I think that the reason we stopped creating, I mean, there's multiple reasons, but I think three things that we need to disarm to tap into our creative self again, to tap into the self that dreams and goes out there and tries to make the dream come true, that goes to try the new thing, that goes to try the new experiences, because that's the essence of us as human beings, right? We need new experiences. You know, I challenged my text message group a while ago. I said, when was the last time you did something for the first time? And I want you to think about that. Like, when's the last time you did something for the first time? When's the last time that you acted on the idea that you had? When's the last time when you went out and tried, right, something that was in your heart? Like, when was the last time that you did that? And I feel like this world, you know, programs us to not try those things no more. This world programs us to be complacent. This world programs us, you know, obviously to compare our life. And we know comparison is prison. You know, comparison keeps us in a place that we are unfulfilled because we're afraid that we won't add up or we won't be the people that we look up to or the people that are doing the same things as us. And so we would rather just settle. And your soul suffers when you settle, right? Settling turns into suffering at some point. And that's why I always tell you, never settle, never settle, never settle. Because when we settle in so many areas of our life, suffering is going to come. Suffering is going to come. So let me tap into these three things real quick. And I really want you to really think about this and think about how can you disarm these things? How will your life change, right? How will your dream change? How will the landscape of your life change if you disarm these three things? And these are three things that I have to disarm frequently. I'm going to be real with you. These three things aren't things that you disarm and they stay gone forever. These things often come back up. When I think about how I was able to break through, how I was able to create the platform that I created, how I was able to, you know, live that legendary life and be that rare breed, be that one percenter, you know, how I was able to do these things, you know, I had to disarm these three things. And so I want you to write these things down. I want you to think about these things. Number one, you have to disarm the myth of perfection. You know, I saw a quote and I thought it was super funny, but it was super real. The quote said, "The Leaning Tower of Pisa wasn't supposed to be leaning." And I don't know if I'm just laughing to myself because like I'm tired from walking. I might be a little bit delusional, but I think that's funny because it's so true. Like the Leaning Tower of Pisa wouldn't be special if it wasn't leaning. And what that means is like, if it was just the straight Tower of Pisa, it wouldn't have the appeal that it had. It'd just be another structure. But because it's leaning, right? Because it's different, it stands out. Because it's different, it's rare. And since it's rare, it's valued because there's nothing like that in the world. Actually, there are probably a lot of leaning buildings that we don't care about. But the Leaning Tower of Pisa wasn't supposed to be leaning. And when you think about that, you automatically go to perfection. And so many of us, our greatness, our progression, our change, our growth never happens, right? Our creation never happens because we're so wrapped up in the myth of perfection. And I'm gonna just be real with you. Perfection is often tied to shame. You know, we live in a society that promotes perfection, right? We live in a society that promotes like you need to really be worried about your perception and how people perceive you. And we live in a society where, you know, we can cover up mistakes and we can always be the best version of ourselves. And the best version of ourselves we think is perfection when that's not true. The best version of yourself is you being who you are, whether that's imperfect, whether that's struggle, whether that's perfection, right? It's you being who you are. That's the best version of yourself. Your best, as I always say, is going to look like stress sometimes. Your best is going to look like imperfections. Your best is going to look like mistakes. And so oftentimes our perfection is tied to shame. And so we feel like we don't have value if we're not perfect. We feel like if we're not perfect, then what we have is not worth anything. And so what I need you to do and what I did, and I still struggle with this at times, guys, like there's so many things that I wait, you know, for it to be perfect. Let me tell you this. The perfect time doesn't exist. Some of us right now, we're waiting for the perfect time. The perfect time is now. You create the perfect time. Some of us are waiting for the perfect opportunity. And we spend our whole life waiting for that, right? Some of us are waiting until we get it right. I think I said this in the previous podcast, like trying and not succeeding isn't called failure, right? That's called a part of the journey, right? The road to perfection is made up of imperfection. a lot of bricks of imperfection, the path of perfection, right? If you say you want to get to the perfect place in your life, guess what? It's going to take a lot of imperfections to find that. A lot of imperfections to find it. The room that I'm in right now is the perfect room, guys. And I'm going to tell you, it took a lot of imperfections for me to find this room because I lost my key. I took the wrong turn, all of that. So what I need you to do right now is I need you to disarm the myth of perfection by changing your view of imperfection. Stop thinking imperfection is a bad thing. Like, stop thinking that. Stop thinking imperfection it means that you're less than. Stop thinking imperfection means that it's something wrong with you. People who become masters, they learn how to master imperfection. People who become masters, they learn that imperfection isn't the end, it's just a part of the journey. You know, I tell Tristan all the time, and I think I shared this before, but I tell Tristan all the time and my team all the time, like, I don't want you to be perfect. You know, they say perfect practice makes perfect, whatever that saying is, right? I agree because I understand the concept behind it, but also I don't want perfect people around me. Yes, I want people to do things and master things. And maybe you master something so well that you have no choice to be perfect, right? There's certain things in the world that happen like that. But what I want to see is I want to see people trying, because I feel like if you're being perfect all the time, you're not expanding, right? You're not trying nothing different. So when I talk to Tristan playing football and he has a perfect practice, I often say, you know what? I'm proud of you, but you had a perfect practice because you didn't try anything new. You didn't expand yourself, right? You played it safe. And a lot of people who live these perfect lives, they play it safe, right? They just want to look perfect, but yet they're not growing. And I know this, if you don't grow, eventually certain things in you die, right? If you don't expand your life, if you don't take your life, there's no way you can take your life to the next level through perfection. So change your view of it. Like, I'm not telling you to mess up on purpose. I'm not telling you to make mistakes on purpose, but that is not your identity. That is not the end all be all. Some of us, we haven't started that thing because we're so afraid to be imperfect. Some of us have never made that change because we're so afraid to make a mistake. If you're afraid to make a mistake, you are afraid to master anything in your life. If you're afraid to make a mistake, then you're afraid of mastery. Okay, so number one, disarm the myth of perfection. Number two, and I already touched on this a bit, disarm the myth of failure. Understand what progression is. You hear me say it a lot, fall in love with progression, fall in love with progression. The reason I say that is because progression is what takes you to a legendary place. Progression is failure that didn't give up. Let that sit in your heart for a minute. Progression is failure that didn't give up. So what does that mean? It means that you tried something, you didn't succeed. As Aaliyah said, it's first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again, right? That's the truth about life. Progression is failure that didn't give up. True confidence is built when you encourage failure. So I was telling the group that I was talking to, elite leaders, and I told them, a part of being a leader, right, and your team, encourage failure. And they looked at me like I was crazy. I said, I'm not encouraging someone to fail on purpose, but you need to be encouraging failure. I encourage failure in my household. I encourage failure in my environment. Because I know if somebody is failing, right, even though that's not the word that I use, I encourage progression. But we're going to use the word failure so everybody can understand what I'm talking about. I encourage it because I know if I'm failing, then guess what? I am failing for it. Because I'm not going to allow the failure to make me stop, right? Failure is not the opposite of success. It's a part of it. Failure gives you feedback. If you're not failing, you are not trying. Facts. If you are not failing, then you are not trying. You're playing it safe. And for people who play it safe, legendariness is something that they probably will never experience. And so when you disarm the myth of failure, one other thing that you have to do is master the art of elevation. Master the art of elevation. So my three tips on this is how to elevate your life. I always say you got to expand. In order to go to a next level, you can't be at the same level that you're at, right? The same habits, the same things you did to get you to this level, it probably is not going to get you to the next level. Just how it works. You have to develop new skills. You have to develop new relationships, right? You have to develop new truths about your life, maybe some deeper transparency. You have to develop new things in order to get to new levels. It's just, that's how life works. So I'm always thinking about three things when I'm trying to elevate my life. And these three things, number one is I'm trying to expand. And I know expansion is uncomfortable, right? It's kind of like when you eat too much food and your stomach expands and it's kind of like, oh, I cannot move, right? And you expand, right? You expand. Expansion isn't always fun. It doesn't always feel comfortable. But we know if we want to live a comfortable life, then we have to learn how to be uncomfortable. We have to learn how to master the art of being uncomfortable. That's just how it is. If you want to live a comfortable life, meaning that if you want to live a life where, you know, you can vacation when you want and you can have financial freedom or you can spend time with your kids, right? That part of comfortable life, you have to learn how to be uncomfortable. I know it seems backwards, but that's how it works. So the three things that I know will help you master the art of elevation. Number one, you have to expand, right? Expand yourself. So if I'm writing down areas in my life where I can expand, how can I expand my dream? How can I expand my business? How can I expand my relationships? Okay. Then two, after you expand, you're probably going to fail. You're probably going to struggle a bit because it's something new. When you go into new territory, you're not probably going to master it. Then after that, you have to assess the situation, right? Assess the things. Okay. What happened? What's the feedback? Okay. How can I better this? Do I need to ask for help? Do I need to hire a coach? Do I need to have a different approach, right? All of these things. And then once you figure that out, it's simple. You implement. So you expand, you assess, and then you implement. You implement, and then you execute, right? Once you execute, that's when elevation happens. Okay, last but not least. So we talked about disarm the myth of perfection. We talked about disarm the myth of failure. And make sure you send this to somebody because there's somebody right now that needs it. And literally, if they disarm these things, if they disarm these weapons that are holding their dreams hostage, perfection, failure, and success, which I'm about to say in a minute, if they disarm these things, then their life will probably find more freedom, right? Maybe then they'll be able to really live in their greatness, right? To really live in their greatness. Maybe then it will give them permission to create the things that they love so they can feel alive again. So the last thing you need to disarm is disarm the myth of success. Please, let's talk about this for a minute, man. And this is somebody that's talking to you that's highly successful, right? In the world's eyes. You know, people will tell me, you know, people say it all the time, right? People stop me in Caesar's Palace, right? I'm highly successful. I'm not famous. I'm just known by a lot of people because I've given so much value to the world, which on a podcast, we're going to talk about the art of giving value and really giving to the world and my full circle mindset and mentality. Remind me to talk about that at some point. But you have to disarm the myth of success. Everybody has their definition of success, right? Everybody has it. But take it from me. It is not the external things to me that make you successful. To me, it's the internal things that make you successful, right? It's the things that live on when you move on that make you successful. Success is not a destination. I believe this. Some people think different. Cool. I respect their perspective. But success to me, and I think if you start looking at it like this, it will change your whole mindset. It will change your whole self-worth, how you feel about yourself, and it will change your confidence. It will shift your confidence. Success is not a destination, but a decision. Success is not a destination. Like so many of us, we think we have to arrive somewhere in order to become successful. No, you just got to decide that's who you are. Success is a choice. Right? It's not a destination. It's not somewhere you arrive because I'm going to tell you right now, no matter where you think that success is, where you arrive, there's always going to be a different level. And I've seen so many people obtain the success that they thought was a destination and ended up feeling empty because they realized like this isn't true success. Success is not a destination, but a decision. So all you have to do is decide that you are successful. That's it. Maybe you're successful because of what you overcame in your family, in your household, right? Maybe how you came up, maybe the odds were stacked against you and you're still living and operating in life. You are successful. Stop thinking success is some status, man. Stop thinking success is some blue check. Stop thinking success is how many zeros, commas you have in your bank account, right? That's fickle success. That's not real success. Success is you overcoming something. Success is you beating the odds. Success is you still conquering through 2020, no matter how hard it's been. Success is you fighting. Success is you being a warrior in your life and in your children's lives. That's success. So stop thinking you don't have it. Stop thinking you're missing something. The only thing you're missing is to realize what you truly have. That's what you're missing. The only thing you're missing is not a destination of success. It's appreciation for who you are. That's what you're missing. Success is a decision away. It's a choice. So when I realize this with my life and my journey, when I start to realize like, oh, it's not about how many people watch my videos. Oh, it's not about how many people know me. Oh, it's not about these things. Success is a decision. And it gave me so much confidence. It gave me so much freedom. And it allowed me to live a more pure life, right? I wasn't spending time chasing something that I would never catch. Some of us were chasing this
success that the world sells us that we're never going to catch. And we wonder why we're tired, because we are running a race that's not meant for our life. Success is a state of mind. It's a state of mind, not a position in society. Please, man, please send that to somebody. Success is a state of mind, not a position in society. True success is doing what's pure to your heart, not what's persuaded by what's popular. So if you can, I have a tattooed on my arm. I have true success is measured at what you are capable of doing, not what others do. It's literally tattooed on the inside of my arm, because that's a reminder of what true success is. It's when you do what's pure in your heart. You know, it's not about an accolade. It's not about being on the cover of a magazine. It's not about being well known. It's not about, you know, people looking up to you. It's not about any of that. True success is doing what's pure to your heart, not what's persuaded by what's popular. Anybody can do what's popular. That's whack. Anybody can do that. But it takes a strong person to do what's pure, even if it goes against what's popular. And I think if you really listen to this episode, you really think about these things, and you really disarm the myth of perfection, and you say, you know what? I'm not going to live in the prison of perfection anymore. I'm not going to worry about being perfect. You know what? I'm going to go start that podcast. You know what? I'm going to go start that thing I've been putting off because I'm waiting on some magic fairy to bring perfection in my life. You know, I'm going to go do it now. You know, I'm going to go, you know, write that book. I'm going to go put it out. You know, some of us, we've been sitting on the same plan for years because you're still waiting on perfection to show up, man. You're still waiting on perfection to show up. Disarm the myth of failure, right? It's not failure if you're trying. It's not failure if you're stepping up to the plate and swinging the bat. It's not failure if you're shooting the shots. What's failure is not taking the shots. What's failure is sitting in the dugout. What's failure is being a spectator of your dreams instead of being a participator in your dreams. That's failure. And last but not least, disarm the myth of success. When you truly realize what success means to you and you don't tie it to an external destination that this world has programmed us to think, you know, through marketing and all these things to have us buy different things, to have us, you know, fall in love with the perception of who we are, and we start to think that's who we really are is the things that we can add to our life and how people see us, and we lose ourselves in the process. But when you disarm those things, you disarm the myth of success, and you find a real definition for you, and you make that decision to say, you know what, I am successful. Right now, tell yourself this. Say, I am successful. You know, write down 5 reasons right now why you are successful that has nothing to do with anything external. Write down, I am successful because blank. I am successful because blank. I am successful because I'm raising children, right? Maybe as a single mother. I'm successful because I'm raising children, maybe as a single father. I'm successful because, you know what? I beat my drug addiction. I'm successful because I found a life after sports. I'm successful because I actually put out the book. And not because of the numbers the book did or anything else. It's because you did it. You stayed loyal to creating the things you love. And that's when you experience true life. To stop creating the things you love is to experience death while still breathing. Every artist knows that. And you, my friend, you are artists. Give your Picasso, right? Give your Picasso to the world. Give that painting to the world. Give that idea to the world. Give that masterpiece to the world. And realize the masterpiece is made up of a lot of imperfect pieces. That's what created a masterpiece. I love you. I appreciate you, my friend. Text me if you got something from this. And more importantly, share this with somebody. You know, download, leave comments, all those things are great. But if you can share this with somebody, maybe it's a youth that needs to hear this. Maybe it's your friend. Maybe it's a stranger on social media that you see struggling. If you can share this with somebody, I would greatly appreciate it. So now I'm about to get back to Vegas, which is really weird here because there's not a lot of people. And I'm just grateful that I have the opportunity to grow. You know, if I would have never disarmed these 3 things, I can promise you, I never would have been able to come back here, for one, to be able to lead a mastermind, but to come back here and realize that, dang, there was a lot of progression, not perfection in the journey, but the perfect journey is the journey that one doesn't quit. And one finds a deeper reason of why they took the path. That's true success, my friend. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Text me 242-2719. 817-242-2719. Peace out. Straight up. Let's get it.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.